Good morning. I'm Kieran O'Donnell, and you're welcome to this week's edition of Business Matters. In today's programme, Education and Training Supports for Businesses, we talk to Donegal ETB Enterprise Engagement Officer, Dervla Kelly, about how the largest education and training provider in the county is adapting to the new way of course delivery. And from making mascots to making masks, we speak to Marjorie McDade of MMD Embroidery in Clonmany, the driving force behind the now famous and its own mask makers. My first guest on the programme this morning is Dervla Kelly, Enterprise Engagement Officer with Donegal ETB, who will talk to us about the ETB's education and training supports for businesses, including skills to advance. Dervla, you're very welcome to Business Matters.
Delighted to be on your new show, Kieran.
Dervla, just going through some figures earlier, Donegal ETB is obviously the largest education and training provider in the county. One statistic that stood out was 12,000 people completed further education and training courses in 2019. A lot of organising and a lot of planning in those.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, those figures cover a wide range of initiatives between apprenticeships and training programmes and further education programmes. Anything really from up to level 5, level 6, and covers even, you know, return to learning and youth reach and so on. I suppose I'm on today really to talk about the Skills to Advance initiative.
Yeah, that provides obviously upskilling and reskilling opportunities to employees and jobs undergoing change, and to those currently employed obviously in vulnerable sectors at the minute as well.
Yeah, that's true, and I suppose it's a great initiative really, and it's very meaningful to be involved in an initiative that, you know, subsidises training for businesses, especially during a time of immense pressure. And it gives businesses an opportunity to really, you know, invest in their workforce, and you know, we can help them to identify skills needs and provide certified training that can really help businesses grow and advance.
Yeah, obviously there are subsidies available there too for that sort of those sort of initiatives.
Oh, totally. Like, well, what we would encourage employers to do is to release their employees during working hours, and often it can be 100% funded. So it's an excellent opportunity to avail of.
Yeah, in terms of all size businesses, big or small and medium.
Oh yes, whether it's in you know, a sole trader, or be it a very small company to a medium company to a company 250 plus, you know, there's something there for everyone, and we're more than happy to, you know, our door is open, we're happy to listen, happy to talk to any of your listeners.
Yeah, I suppose collaboration is a big part of the work for the ETB, and I'm aware that you're linking up with a lot of agencies both locally and regionally as well.
Totally, Kieran. Collaboration is the key forward. I mean, I suppose, you know, going back to April, we had an event organised with the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce and Donegal Business Network and Donegal Women in Business. We would have had an event there. It was called Mastering Sales Performance, which due to the lockdown, we had to go online, and we had a webinar there, Communications at a Time of Crisis. And this was followed by work we did with the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce, who are doing phenomenal work supporting businesses. We did a three-part webinar called Restart Retail, looking at emerging trends and looking at the whole way everything has kind of gone online, and creating a battle plan of action, because, I mean, retail was one area that was hard hit during the lockdown.
Yeah. Obviously, businesses have had to sort of readapt and readjust how they do things, and I'm sure the Donegal ETB and the services it provide is in a similar situation of having to change and adapt as well, Dervla.
Yeah, I mean, the change is just phenomenal. We have had to kind of go online since the lockdown and attend webinars, you know, go on Google Classrooms. I even had to learn platforms like WebEx and learning, you know, Microsoft Teams and so on. So we had to steer our ship in a new direction. We had to put a hold on some of our courses that require proximity, like welding or barista training and that, or different courses that we had on offer with the Killybegs Harbour Development Group. But we had to steer our ship in a new direction, and we had to go online to support, you know, the world of business.
Yeah. How has that gone to date, Dervla, in terms of the change?
Well, I think it's gone very well. Like just this morning, we had a diploma in social media for business that started, and I'm happy to say we had 16 businesses on board, very dynamic businesses and a great range. Like we have Abbott on board, we have a startup company from Dunloe called Fish Dish, a pet food company. We had Ballyliffin Golf Club. We even had a Donegal person from LinkedIn, and we have even a small business like an embroidery and alternative. Alterations business from Convoy in the mix. So I think businesses want to take ownership of their future through their social media, and they want to kind of steer their platforms in the right way. And that has gone really well. And again, we have to thank as well, we listened to the Donegal Women in Business Network and Innovation in the Show to get that format suitable for people in business. So what happens, Kieran, is that people go online 1 hour every morning, five days a week, mm-hmm. and after that they can dip in and out of recorded learning. So it's a great way of delivering learning to people's doorstep, you know, yeah. so they work from home.
The 1 hour per day, is that to sort of free them up, they're supposed to get on with the business at hand on a daily basis, run their own operation, Deirdre?
Totally. I mean, we appreciate that people that run their own businesses are very, very busy. So we're looking at a formula that will enable people to get on with their working day.
Yeah, okay. The ILM leadership management equivalent to a level 6 QQA, that's been led out as well through change, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Under Skills to Advance, we've launched a new programme which is all about leading through change, and it's the ILM leadership and management certificate and diploma. And this is very cutting edge. And this course is tailored to the needs of business. And as you know, Kieran, companies all need people with good management skills. And on the 14th of July, we have a class, a full class of 17 people that are from two large multinational companies and SwanNet. So these are people who are in team leader supervisory positions. And they are going to kind of, they're going online, and that's the beauty of it. They're going to do 3 hours a week, and okay. they're going to learn as a group. And they will be doing things like critical thinking. They'll be developing their leadership style, learning problem solving to motivating teams. So that's a great initiative. And we're looking as well to maybe run two more of those courses. So okay. if you have any listeners that may be interested in that, you know, feel free to get in touch with us.
Yeah. Just going back to some of the things you said, the theme seems to be listening to the companies, and I suppose what you're doing is trying to tailor whatever course that's been rolled out to their needs specifically.
Yes, I mean, we're not into kind of shoehorning companies into something that's a template. I mean, generally my starting point is to ask questions. Yeah. And ask companies what is it that they most need and want, and prioritising the course around those needs. Mm. So it's very much a question of listening. And let's say, for example, if a company wanted digital skills, we would do our best to deliver that within the programme. Some companies are looking for, you know, managing remote workers as a standalone unit, and that's because some companies may have a team dotted all around the county. So they will want to know what's the best way to get the best out of their remote workers. Yeah. And,
Any common theme or any reoccurring request or any reoccurring difficulty or challenge that you found cropping up there in your interaction with companies?
Goodness, that's a good question. I think that, like, for example, we were contacted by the Donegal County Child Care Committee. I suppose infection prevention and control is a theme. People want okay. to create safety in the workplace. So we would have collaborated with the Donegal County Child Care Committee, and we rolled out a certified course in infection prevention and control with 16 childcare settings. So the safe return to work, I think, is a big theme, and getting people back to work safely is something that comes up. The social media is one, and managing change, you know, I think, you know, you couldn't underestimate the level of change that has, you know, come in all of our lives.
Yeah. How have you adapted yourself, and how have the team at ETB adapted to all that change, Deirdre?
Well, I suppose it's quite exciting, really. I mean, we see it as a challenge, and we're happy to step up to the plate, and we're all working as a team together. There are times that even I have been asked to do a webinar there for Abbott 2 weeks ago for the women leaders of Abbott. I mean, that was a steep learning curve for me to present online where you don't see your audience.
Yeah.
You know, but no, we're willing to learn the new systems and do what it takes to connect with people around the county.
Just go back in terms of, could you explain maybe a wee more detail about that webinar there and what that involved?
Well, that involved, again, asking Abbott what they most need and want. It was really about asking the questions about what they wanted. And I suppose they have a committee that's around the women leaders of Abbott. So they are very much about encouraging women to grow in the workplace. So they had something like a 37% increase of women leaders in Abbott. So I suppose it was just about coming up with a theme, agreeing on a theme and delivering on one.
Right.
And it was the why and the how of career progression. It was really looking at how you can, what you can do yourself to grow your own career in Abbott.
Okay, 37%, I'm sure that's a statistic that will be picked up maybe by other companies and other market leaders.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, it's great to see that gender equality being encouraged in the workplace. I mean, it's very inspiring. As a woman, anyway, I find it very inspiring.
Sure.
Yeah.
Apart from skills to advance, other offerings, I suppose, that the team have focused on, I'm sure they involve close links with business owners and businesses.
Yeah, I mean, we've done some work with nursing homes as well around palliative care before the lockdown. Nursing homes like the Brindley Group and Lakehouse Nursing Home and Archview Nursing Home. I mean, carers are like childcare workers. They have a very important role to play in our society. And we've different things in the pipeline with the Killybegs Harbour Development Group. I mean, there's a good solid group of businesses there, and that's really around welding and SolidWorks and CAD and so on. And we'll revisit that as soon as the national protocols allow.
Okay.
But we have other offerings too, as you say, Kieran. I mean, we've got the apprenticeships with Lorraine Murray and Claire Renahan. We also have Skills for Work, and that's really around basic levels of IT and digital skills with Donna McDade. And that's something that maybe older people like myself or yourself, you know, we were chatting the other day about how, you know, we find IT challenging. But those services are there from all levels, you know, across all the spectrums of learning. We also have a recognition of prior learning section with Margaret Timoney, and that really validates skills that people have in the workplace.
Okay.
So we'd be delighted to hear from your listeners if they own a business or if they're a part-time, full-time employee or even a sole trader, you know, they can get in touch with us.
Yeah. Just before I let you go, in relation to the whole apprenticeship area, and it's a thing we will revisit again and probably give it a separate slot, a big part of what ETB does as well, Deirdre?
Oh, totally. I mean, we have a very robust apprenticeship programme in Donegal ETB that's been on for years. And as you know, an apprenticeship is as good as a degree. I mean, it's a very viable and important part of our economy, you know, the whole trades.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm sure you can revisit it again on your programme.
Yeah, just in terms of figures, have you any available at the minute in terms of the demand? Is it up or down or something similar to previous years?
Well, I mean, I think the demand was very much very high before the lockdown. I'm not sure where it's at now because I know it's undergoing a lot of change, but the apprenticeships were thriving until this COVID came in, so I can't really comment on it now myself.
No problem. Listen, Deirdre Kelly, Enterprise Engagement Officer with Donegal ETB, many thanks for joining us this morning on Business Matters.
Thank you, Kieran, and I'd just like to add that feel free to get in touch with me on Skills to Advance at DonegalETB.ie or give me a ring on 086-601-6131.
Great, Deirdre. Thanks very much.
Thank you now, Kieran.
My next guest on the programme is Marjorie McDade, owner of MMD Embroidery, based in Clonmany, and the driving force behind the now famous and his own mask makers. Marjorie, good morning and welcome to Business Matters.
Good morning, Kieran. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
We'll start maybe with the mask making, Marjorie, and we'll work back then in terms of how you got set up in business. But you've made the headlines in recent weeks and months with your initiative with the mask making and an Aisne initiative.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we ended up making quite a lot of masks for all around the country. So, yeah, this was a great experience, you know.
Yeah. In terms of how the idea of making the mask came about, obviously you found yourself with, I suppose, plenty of time in your hands and wondering maybe how to spend that and use it fruitfully.
That's it, exactly. I ended up having no work at all, and a friend of mine sent a little YouTube video of making masks, and she suggested, why don't you make one? So I said to my husband, why not? I have material here in Elastic in stock. I might as well try and make some and give them out for free if anybody wanted them.
Okay.
And I put it out into my Facebook page, and I got an awful lot of orders in. So I was starting to have a wee panic attack. I was going to sell these by myself. So I put it out to people out in Facebook that I knew. I used to sew,
yeah,
in factory years ago. And I got an overwhelming community coming back to me saying that they would help. So we ended up making an awful lot of masks, and we have 83 people helping. So it was definitely something that I wasn't waiting on anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
So just to put it into context for our listeners, 50,000 was the final tally, and we sort of drew the lines on it last week. But did you think when you set out back in March or early April that that's the number that you hit?
Definitely not. Oh, not even half. We didn't, I suppose I didn't, or everybody didn't realise how far it was going to go. Most of our orders were actually from hospitals and nursing homes from all over the country. We must have hit every county in Ireland, which was amazing to hear that the lack of PPE, they were crying out for them. So, you know, it was nice to know that we could help in some way. So we just kept making and making, you know, and we got an awful lot of donations of materials and elastic then, obviously, as I ran out.
Right.
So the community came together. They were brilliant. And all the people helping in our, well, I call them the Inishowen mask makers, because they were from all over Inishowen.
Right.
And, you know, so great bunch of people,
yeah,
helping out the country.
I'm sure in terms of job satisfaction, knowing that you were making such an important component was very important, and knowing where it was going.
Yes, that's it. You know, and the messages of thanks when they were sent and everything was amazing. And I used to take screenshots of all the thank yous and send them into our WhatsApp group, you know, offer and show mask,
sure,
makers, to show them how appreciated people were, you know, and the hospitals and nursing homes, of course, and everywhere really that needed them at the time, frontline,
yeah,
workers, you know.
Okay. Listen, MMD Embroidery, you're in business since 2014. You might take us back on maybe how that all started and came about.
Right. Well, I started off originally as a sewing business, and I was doing sewing repairs and stuff like that. And then I started to make memory cushions and do all this stuff. And then, I suppose, as time went along, I decided to do machine embroidery for workwear, branded goods and business logos, school logos, and printing as well. So a lot going on in here. But I do hen do and stag do T-shirts and stuff like that.
Okay.
And loads of other bits and pieces, you know.
Yeah, you started as a machinist in Cairndonnell, is that right? And for the loom as well?
Yes, that's right, yeah. I worked in JB's for a number of years, and then I left there and headed off to Food Loom in Bunkrana. Great experience, you know. And I ended up right back where I started, which,
right,
was sewing again, you know. So it's all good. It's good to have the sewing experience, you know, so
yeah,
it helps here.
Tell me, just in terms of taking those first steps to setting up your own business, what were your thoughts at the time in terms of what that was going to take and what that was going to mean to yourself?
Well, I suppose when my kids went to school, my last one went to school, I was looking at maybe trying to get a job somewhere. And, of course, it didn't fit in with school hours, you know. I wanted to be able to drop my kids to school, and I wanted to be able to pick them up. So my husband was saying, why don't you do something that you know? So hence the sewing. So that's when I started up the sewing business, you know, and kind of went from strength to strength. So it's all good, you know. That's how it all happened.
Yeah, just in terms of your range, you've mentioned those already. You've got a wee bounce as well. You were on Ireland AM and an Australian TV show.
Yes, the memory cushion. I made a memory cushion for a girl, an Inishowen, and they loved it. And she sent a photograph, I think it was, to her friend in Australia. And somehow she put a photograph or something on Australian TV, and Ireland AM then got a, I don't know how they seen it, but they got it and they had it on the morning show then. My niece, she messaged me to say that my cousin was on Ireland AM, so it was great, nicely plug.
Just in terms of your own business, are you there yourself? Have you help, or is it family run at the minute?
It's myself, but then if I need any help at the weekends or anything, my husband helps out, and I have three sons as well, so I get them roped in when I can, if they're willing, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good to get the help.
Okay.
Definitely is.
I suppose the initial mask makers have certainly put MMD embroidery and yourself sort of up there in the headlines. So you did mention to me when I was talking to you actually yesterday that some customers were a wee bit reluctant to contact you because they still may have been of the opinion that you were busy making the masks.
That's it, yeah. You know, I've started advertising for work again and stuff like that, and a couple of people I was talking to said, oh, do you know what? I was going to ring you about to see if you're available to work, but I didn't want to bother you because I knew that you were busy with the masks.
So, yeah.
You know, well, sure, you know, it'll all come back shortly, yeah. Hopefully anyway. So
just in terms of demand, one of the things you mentioned were stag do's and festivals and that sort of stuff. Given the fact that there's a sort of hold in those things as well, that obviously has a sort of a knock-on effect on your own way of going, isn't it?
It does, yeah. Well, the festival's now coming up in Clamanagh here, locally, was a big one for myself as well. But as that's cancelled, you know, I take stands down at the sheepdog trials and everything and the community centres and stuff like that. And I was making the sashes for the girls here at the festival, Festival Queen. So, yeah, all of that's kind of gone this year, but the school's just coming back at some stage, so hopefully I'll get work from that and school logos and stuff like that, and then Christmas then will be coming upon us again too, so hopefully it'll get busier again then, but we'll just have to keep going.
Yeah.
At the minute, you know?
Yeah, in terms of how the mica situation has been handled, and you mentioned that to me as well, the fact that there'll be a big demand maybe for the high-vis jackets.
That's right, yeah. The workwear now is starting to, people are starting to ask for quotations and stuff like that, looking for high-vis vests and hoodies and all to get done. So that'll be a good plug, you know. Hopefully I'll get that work in. So it's on the pipeline anyway, you know. It's great that they're getting sorted out for the mica. So
okay.
Hopefully that'll help.
Just in terms of an overall picture up on any show, Marjorie, how is business, or how are the businesses getting back into the swing of things coming out of lockdown now?
I think gradually they're all getting back to it, you know. Everybody seems to want some kind of normality. It'll be a struggle for some, you know, but they're all trying to get back at it if they can, you know. So hopefully everybody will support them and support their local businesses and everything, you know. Hopefully, anyway, everybody can get back to normal.
No problem. Listen, Marjorie, it's been great to have you on the programme. I wish you well for the rest of
Thanks
the year.
Very much.
And I hope the orders keep coming in. And
hopefully.
Thanks again for joining us on the show.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Kieran.
That's all for this week on Business Matters. I'd like to thank my guests, David Kelly and Marjorie McDade. Thanks to Kenneth Wilson on sound. And thanks to you for listening.